Haunted Mansion. All right. So I went out and I saw the Haunted Mansion. One good turn deserves another. They're summer films, and I thought maybe this one would be good, or at least better than the previous Haunted Mansion that starred Eddie Murphy that came out in the early 2000s. I thought that, and with all of the reviews that are so good and everybody saying, once again, this movie's great, I had such a great time, all this other shit, made me make the mistake of going to actually see it. And, you know, I understand that it's based on a Disney ride, but half the film, even with its constant nods and references to the ride, didn't remind me of the ride at all. It felt like another story entirely, with the ride kind of spattered in visually to kind of have the excuse so they could say, this is a Haunted Mansion film. And look, it's accurate. But you know, Disney, for years, there's a Hatbox Ghost is the bad guy in this film. Hatbox Ghost is like a character that Disney resurrected in the 2000s that was kind of like a lost character. And to have the whole film based on him, aka Jared Leto, the kiss of death. I always say this. Jared Leto in any film is the kiss of death for the film and the franchise, and this is no different. Tron is going to have the exact same fate. Leto sucks. I mean, I don't even know why they bother paying him, because you can't see his face. It's all CGI. And his voice is like has some kind of vocoder distortion or something. I always wondered why they hired actors, stars in animated films. And now I understand why. This film, for example, needed desperately a star, a real star in the film. It shows you why, you know, Hollywood always throws in The Rock into things. He needed to be in this film. They needed somebody. Because the main character, the guy character, the male character, is unlikable. He's an asshole from the beginning. And you find out later it's because his wife died and blah, blah, blah. But I really can't get too invested in him. Not that there's very much emotional stakes with any of the characters in this film. Kitties! My cats are knocking stuff down. But anyway, where was I? Sorry, the cats distracted me. But let's see what else was in this film. Tiffany Haddish can't really act that well. She delivers her lines very wooden. And none of the comedy beats hit. I don't know. It didn't connect. It wasn't the worst film I've ever seen. It's probably on par with the Eddie Murphy version, honestly. But it's a mess, and I can see why it didn't do well. It was a very boring film. I don't have a very emotional reaction to this one like I did with Ninja Turtles, because this one is actually boring. And I'm not as invested in the Haunted Mansion franchise, for example. I love the ride, don't get me wrong. I live close to Disney, go down there all the time. But it felt like the only scene that had an actual Haunted Mansion ride feeling was the very last scene in the film. And to have to sit through all that other shit, the attempts at plot, and then fucking all the forgettable performances, really they are, I hate to say it, like you throw in Danny DeVito and don't give him anything funny to work with, and you throw in all these comedic actors. I mean, I wouldn't say that Asaka Tano, or whatever her name is, Rose fucking what's-her-face, is comedic, but they all tried to put on this kind of like very softened performance that took any edge out of the film. It wasn't a scary film. Everyone's like, Haunted Mansion should have been released in October. I know why. It's because the fucking movie's just not scary. It's barely even a family tentpole film. It really feels like it was long. It was a little too long. It could have been edited down. And, you know, I understand why Eddie Murphy was in the original version now. It had a star for that alone. And Terrence Stamp in the original, we needed that kind of energy in this film that was sorely lacking. But I hear the director is kind of in jail right now, in Disney jail, because he spoke out against Bob Iger. Ooh, big no-no. They took him off the Lando Calrissian TV show, like I would ever fucking watch that anyway. But I guess it's a pretty big deal, to be removed from projects because you bite the hand that feeds, right? No good, no bueno. Well, anyway, guys, Haunted Mansion, 2 out of 5. 2 stars out of 5, boring film, forgettable. If you're a kid, if you're a little kid, you have kids, they'll love this shit, maybe. I don't know. I'm starting to lose hope in mainstream material. But tune in next time when I review Meg 2, which I hear is terrible, but maybe it'll at least be funny. I hope. Because I want to get some kind of emotional reaction. These movies are boring the fuck out of me that I've seen so far. So throw me a bone, guys. Throw me a bone. Even if it's a B-movie, I want something that's going to make me react. And the fact that Barbie is like the only film this summer that was okay is fucking sad. That's a sad, sad summer, man. But anyway, tune in next time to Oofaball Raw. I'll see you then. Peace.